and that stumped my Lord.
And if they found some wet land, what would they do?
Well, they didn't. They just left it there. It was enough for high land in those days. They didn't get this low land until they got these bulldozers. Now then, they drain it and everything else. That's some of the best land they got.
Mm-hmm. The people call that land bottom. Is that bottom land?
Yes, yeah, bottom land, yeah.
And that's, what's the difference between, say, a bottom and a marsh and a swamp? I'm interested especially when, what you call them when you were a boy, you know, or a young man.
Well, you call them the same thing. You call them a marsh. And then you got your, cypress knees, and that's down in your marshes, you see.
And the part that you couldn't drain would be the, I mean, the part that was too low, it was water all the time.
Well, they just called it low, that's your low land.
Uh-huh.
They just, in those days, when I come here, they just cleaned up the ridges. They didn't get left in that cock and stone out there and allowed them on them up there. The only people, they made those ditches with shovels.
See.
But there wasn't many. Most of them just worked these ridges.
It's too hard to work the lower land.
Yeah.
Did you have any place you might call a low grassland? Might be a little bit wet, but was good for cattle?
No.
Didn't?
No.
Nothing like a meadow or?
No.
What kind of crops would you raise? Would you explain something about?
Well, the only thing now, this Mississippi Delta, the only thing I know about, the only thing that I had was cotton and corn, and mostly cotton, very little corn.
Mm-hmm. How would you break the ground?
Mules.
Would you explain a little bit about?
Well, you had the first thing, you had a turning plow. You'd lay your rows off, then you take a turning plow, then make that in the left of four, and then you take your middle buster and split it. Before they had the middle buster, they used about 6 to 8 furrows to bed up a row. But after they got your middle buster came in on that, it only took 3 furrows to bed up a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's 38 inches.
Mm-hmm. How about the mule on the left? What'd you call him? Did you have a name for the mule on the, if you'd break ground with two mules, would you have names for the two different mules?
Yeah, well, you had a lead mule, then you had an off, a mule to your right was your off mule.
To the right was the off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
After you broke it and had it plowed, what did you have to do to?
Harrow and plant it.
Uh-huh. And
Then the devil shovel came in about right after 1900, and of course, you use a double shovel, you get a row with 2 furrows, you see. Well, it used to cost you 4 furrows, you see,
mm-hmm.
before they had a double shovel.
When you would harvest the corn, would you pile the corn?
In the crib. Carry it on, put it in the crib.
Uh-huh. What did you do with the stalks? Did you bind them together?
No, cut them and burn them.
Oh, you just burned them off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you tie grass in some kind of?
No.
Uh-huh. So that you never saw. I mean, when you would cut grass or hay,
it made hay. You just rake it up and cure it, and take it out and put it in the barn.
Mm-hmm. Never used. Did you ever stack any over a kind of pole frame?
No, he did after that. Yeah, they had them on there.
Now, what was that? What did they call that?
Well, let's see now. They call it, I did a lot of that myself. After beans come in, I did corn, cut the stalks and beans too, and just made a turn row. I piled it up, and the mules eat out each side of it.
Uh-huh.
What do they call that?
Somebody told me that he used to have a hay rack.
Oh, a hay rack, yeah, we all had hay racks. Just fill them up.